And now with another look at what it says in your morning papers, here's Shane McElhattan.
The school stabbing is front page news across all the papers this morning. The Sun reports that an 11-year-old schoolboy suffered a punctured lung after he was stabbed in the back with what's described as a large blade by another pupil. The paper says both children attended the same Dublin primary school. The Irish Times reports Gardaí believe a low-level dispute or competitiveness between the two 11-year-olds resulted in the stabbing. The Irish Independent reports a young boy is suspected of bringing a large penknife from home before stabbing his classmate. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's dramatic statement on the future of the war with Russia is the lead story in The Times, The Daily Mail and The Irish Examiner. The Mail's headline describes the statement as Zelensky's olive branch to Trump, coming the same day as the US president ordered an immediate halt to military aid to his country. The Mail reports the ban means Ukraine could run out of weapons, missiles and ammunition in a few months, and is so extensive it means the United Kingdom is also barred from sharing vital US-sourced intelligence with Ukraine. The Star and the Mirror carry the entire story across two inside pages. The Star says what it calls Zelensky's U-turn will be seen as a victory for Trump's bullying demands at the Oval Office last week. With 1 week to go until the same Oval Office is the stage for the meeting between President Trump and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Independent leads with a report that Mr. Martin will seek the advice of UK Premier Keir Starmer on how to handle an increasingly volatile Donald Trump. The paper says the two will meet in Liverpool tomorrow in the first British-Irish summit since the Labour Party's general election victory. The paper says the summit is part of a plan to reset UK-Irish relations in the aftermath of Brexit. The fallout from the government's move to dismantle part of the triple lock on overseas peacekeeping missions continues. The Star reports Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty calling for a referendum on Irish neutrality. The Examiner quotes Labour leader Ivana Bacik, saying the serious threat posed by the Russian regime is not a reason to get rid of the triple lock. She points out that she herself is the only opposition leader to have been blacklisted by the Putin regime. The paper says she's one of 52 Irish politicians banned in 2022 from travelling to Russia. Opposition parties also feature in the Times follow-up to its story yesterday that technology provided by Cellebrite, an Israeli company, was crucial in a murder trial that's at the Central Criminal Court. Stephen Mooney pleaded guilty to murdering his wife Anna after Gardaí broke the encryption on his phone, which contained video and audio recordings of the murder. The paper says human rights campaigners have previously raised concerns about the use of Cellebrite's technology by repressive regimes against political opponents. It was used by Israel in its war with Hamas in Gaza. The Times quotes Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats calling for Gardaí to stop using the company's products. Appropriately enough for Ash Wednesday, The Times reports that a survey by Dunleary Rathdown County Council shows that most coal sold by retailers in the Dublin region does not meet legal limits and poses a serious threat to air quality and public health. Several of the papers carry reports about a feature of Dublin Airport that's been a mystery to most air travellers for generations. The Star quotes Dublin Airport chiefs as weighing up their options after they were denied permission to demolish the long obsolete spiral parking ramps at Terminal 1. The paper says they were built in 1972 to provide access to parking in the terminal. The Times points out the ramps were never actually used. The Star says Dublin Airport Authority got planning permission to demolish the ramps 5 years ago, but Fingal County Council has upheld an appeal against the demolition, made on the grounds that the iconic ramps are a very fine and rare example of brutalist architecture in Ireland. Finally, the Irish News is reporting that the Belfast development team behind the first Gaelic football video game in almost 20 years has been inundated with replies to its appeal for footballers to play to volunteer as testers. Buck Egypt Games plans to release Gaelic Football 25 on both PC and console platforms this summer. The company's technical director, Pather McMahon, told the paper they expected a few dozen players to answer the call. In the end, they got hundreds.
No Buck Egypt's there, Shane. Thank you very much indeed.